Time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Host Dana Rodriguez is joined this week by teacher and cinematographer Cameron Shaw and educator Lori Fisher. And here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are going to spare us an hour of your very valuable time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we're welcoming your participation out there. We hope you will give us a call if you have a question in mind or you'd like to answer one of ours. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, we have a toll-free number, that is 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. We'll be covering current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. Maybe even a sports question from me, you never know.
Wow.
So 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255. Most of our lines are open right now. I think there's the Berkeley E line has been dedicated. But other than that, our lines are open. So give us a call, please, as soon as you can, and we will get you on. And hopefully we'll get that show going. So we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. Also want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Again, that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one. So that is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. We don't read the emails during the show, unless the phones go out, and that has happened, but not tonight, hopefully. But they all get read. So it's always great to hear from our listeners, criticism, comment, whatever. You know, I can take it.
Compliments, too, are okay, right?
Yeah, it happens so seldom that I hesitate to even bring it up. But
I'm giving extra credit if people give us a compliment.
Okay.
Don't go fishing for compliments, though. That's,
oh, that's what
unbecoming.
I do. That's what I do. I know it's unbecoming.
I fish, but I never catch anything. So it's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. And, of course, you'd like to hear the show. If you'd like to hear the show online, you can certainly do that just by going to kalw.org. There's a live stream there right now. And, of course, David will put our podcast up after the show tonight so you can hear it all over again if you care to. And that will also be at kalw.org. And, of course, it'll be at iTunes and a lot of other places eventually, too. All right. Now, all that being said, we are going to start with the round of introductions, as I said before. No. Put it away. Thank you. All right.
That was Lori.
Yes, I know. It wasn't. I'm not putting
it. I'm done.
Wasn't me.
All right. Here's the first. Cameron Shaw arrived at KALW just in the nick of time because she likes to keep Dana on his toes. She's not sure Dana likes it. Dana can't answer that because Dana doesn't like to speak of himself in the third person. So
fair enough.
And I'm not sure you like to be on your toes. That remains to be seen.
I had a real reason this time. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
And?
All right. Friday night, Lori Fisher witnessed Michael Tilson Thomas playing keyboards and sitting in with Metallica as the finale to the opening show at the Chase Center. More proof that impossible things are sometimes possible. Sometimes, like this, it is even a good thing.
And it was a good thing. Yeah. And to our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, the headline of the week was, Dully Meets Sharpie.
All right. So, we will begin with Cameron Shaw.
Okay. I have a list of five famous epitaphs, and they are, I will tell you, they're all from people who are known for being comical.
And dead.
And they're all dead, and they're all fairly short. The first is, I'm a writer, but then nobody's perfect. The second is, I will not be right back after this message. The third is, there goes the neighborhood. The fourth is, letter rip, And the fifth is Excuse My Dust. And I'll read them again. I'm a writer, but then nobody's perfect. I will not be right back after this message. There goes the neighborhood. Let her rip and excuse my dust.
Excuse my dust. That's... Is that Twain or Mark?
No.
No, it's somebody very well known, though.
You're in the right sort of snarky kind of...
Oh, Dorothy Parker.
Yes, Dorothy Parker.
Yes. Oh, nice.
All right. There you go.
I will
just
not
read
be,
those once.
Oh,
more.
Sure.
Just to be.
I'm a writer, but then nobody's perfect. I will not be right back after this message. There goes the neighborhood, and let her rip.
I don't know, but I'll take a guess on I will not be right back after this message. How about Jack Parr?
No, but good guess.
It's not Johnny Carson, is it?
Nope. Again, you're thinking in the right ballpark.
We're in the right.
Though. Yeah.
Gary Moore.
No.
Is it a talk show host? Former talk
yes.
show host?
Well, yes. I think.
You think.
This may be dating me. Is a TV personality.
Merv Griffin?
Yes, Merv.
Oh, nice.
Was he a talk show host?
Yes, he
okay.
was. For a yeah, long
he
time.
Was.
I thought so. I wasn't 100% sure.
Yeah, okay. And the writer of the theme of the Jeopardy theme song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he has enterprises.
Yeah.
Merv Griffin.
Yeah, he's an enterprising yeah. guy.
He said he could have basically retired on just that.
And the royalties from yeah. the Jeopardy theme, yeah.
Time for Tony. That's yeah. what it's called.
That's what it's named?
Yeah.
Who was Tony?
Tony was his son.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good piece of trivia.
Yeah.
All right.
And Lori, you go ahead.
All right. I have a song about, I asked one version of this. This is another version. This is about Beatles songs, so one of Dana's favorites. And these are, I'm only talking about songs that the Beatles wrote, not just recorded. There are 12 of them. It's a lot, but you're going to get a bunch quickly that have women's names in the title. I'll give you, there's some low-hanging fruit. You can have the low-hanging and the high-hanging, but no more than two or three each. So Beatles songs that have a woman's name in the title. Sometimes it's the entire title. Sometimes there's other words in it.
I'm sure you know more than I do, so let me just say Rita.
What's the whole title?
Lovely Rita.
Lovely Rita's one of them?
Meter Maid.
You give me your, that's good.
And, yeah. Isn't there another song that uses Rita, too?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
How many do I get?
You get at least two.
Okay. I'll go with Sexy Sadie.
Excellent.
And Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Beautiful. All right, so that's three. Dana, you want one more?
No, it's
all right. Okay, so we're looking for 9 Beatles songs, and Sparky and Maddie are limited to 2 each when they call in on this one, that have women's names in the title, and it's songs the Beatles wrote. So Long Tall Sally won't, and Dizzy, You Make Me Dizzy, Miss Lizzie won't count.
All right, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Anybody there?
And I'm calling about the movie Gone with the Wind.
Yes.
Who's the only person that's still living from the past?
Olivia de Havilland.
Oh, de Havilland.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
103. Maybe she's 104 now.
She might be.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I never fail you, do I? Well, Olivia de Havilland is 103 years old.
Right.
I'm glad this lady called, and happy birthday, Olivia. Okay, every, you know, what do you call it? Greenland have been in the news a lot lately. What language, I'll give you choices, and then you choose. What language do Greenland, people from Greenland speak? French, English, Norwegian, or something else?
Something else.
They speak. Don't they speak Danish and Inuit, and or some native?
Well, there's one word for that language. What could it be? Something else. What is the name of it?
It's not Danish, huh?
Don't they also speak Icelandic?
Well, they really have their own language. You know what they call it?
Does it start with an N?
Yes.
It does. I read it at someplace. Nanuit?
No, I'm sorry. No, it starts with a G.
Oh, a G. Nope, don't know it then.
Greenlandish?
Greenlandic.
Oh, Greenlandic.
Greenlandic.
Greenlandic. Okay, that's an interesting question. It has been in the news lately a lot. Second question. There are four elements named after planets. Can you name a couple of them?
Well, plutonium, if you're counting that.
Okay, one. Very
uranium.
Good.
Neptunium.
Second.
There's a Neptunium.
Third. What is the fourth?
There's one named after Earth.
Beside Earth, of course. Oh. You know, do you know which? What's the name of it? Was the one that named
Mercury.
After Earth?
Oh, no. Mercury. Yeah.
Mercury.
Right?
Mercury is a separate planet.
Okay.
So, well, let's say Mercury was the fourth one, okay?
Okay.
So which one is named after Earth?
Oh, it starts with a T.
It starts with a T.
Terrarium.
No, you said it. You just said it a second ago.
Terrarium?
Trillium.
All right, trillium.
It is. Trillium. What about which element named after asteroid? An asteroid. By the way, lately we've been getting an awful lot of very big asteroids missing Earth by headline. Really, we have. And one about 2 weeks ago, NASA said it's not going to hit. It did hit right over the Caribbean. But luckily, it was small enough, it did not cause much damage. It didn't land in land. But we are getting a lot, several a week. Very dangerous. Okay. So, which one after the asteroid? Big asteroid.
No, don't know.
They start with a C.
No.
Just leave it to the audience.
Okay.
Leave it to the audience.
Leave it
up. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Eve.
Bye-bye. All right. Let me give you a couple questions here. This is a sports question. What are the five current Summer Olympic sports in which the United States has never won any medal?
Ooh.
What are the five current Summer Olympic sports in which the United States has never won any medal?
No medals at all.
None.
How about walking?
No.
That's an Olympic sport.
I know.
And we don't do well in it. Okay. But we've won a medal. Okay.
I'm trying to remember the name of the fast bicycle riding.
The Mellotron or something?
No, it's really fun
but
to watch.
Aren't we good bicyclists?
Oh, how about dressage?
No.
Oh. No, mm-hmm. Okay.
So again, what are the five current Summer Olympic sports in which the United States has never won a medal of any kind?
And it's the generic category, so if it were like boxing, it wouldn't be like they never won the middleweight boxing.
No.
They won in boxing.
Of any
kind.
Any kind. And they're not obscure sports.
They're not obscure. Okay.
Second question. Of the 10 most common city names in all the United States, what are the two presidents whose names are on that list? Of the 10 most common city names in all of the U.S., what are the two president namesakes that are on the list?
I'm going to guess. Cameron, do you have one?
I have a guess, but go ahead.
I'll go with Madison.
Madison is one.
Nice. Good. I was going to guess Jackson.
That is not one.
Okay. That's good. I'm glad it's not one.
So once more, of the 10 most common city names in the United States, what are the two president's namesakes that are on that list? One is Madison. There are 23 Madisons in the U.S.
Really?
Yes. But there's the other one has even more. So, and what are the five current Summer Olympic sports in which the United States has never won any kind of medal? Right. And
how about karate jiu-jitsu?
No.
Okay. Good guess.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Fran in San Francisco.
Hi, Fran. Good.
Yeah. I have four women's names on the Beatles. How many do you want from me?
I would like three from you.
Okay. Michelle?
Absolutely.
Anna?
They didn't write Anna, so you still get three more. I mean, yeah,
oh,
you still get your other two.
All right. Did you do Sexy Sadie?
Somebody got Sexy Sadie. Oh. Dana, of course.
Okay. Lovely Rita the Meter Maid.
Yes, Lovely
okay.
Rita.
Okay, those are my two then.
Oh, they're very good.
Good. I have a question for you, a musical one.
Yes.
I want you to give me the names of the three founders of the Supremes, three ladies who founded the Supremes.
Is it Nancy Wilson? Is Nancy Wilson? No, it's not Nancy Wilson.
Not Nancy Wilson. Well, Diana Ross.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's good. And we should know
that.
Isn't
there a Wilson there in there?
Somewhere? Yes, there's a Wilson.
It's not Nancy Wilson. She's a singer, but that's another.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mary Wilson?
Yes, Mary
good.
Wilson.
Okay, very good. All
right. Good.
Okay, so Cameron, you get the third one.
Yeah, sorry. Anybody know?
Ah. I don't know. You want to give us a... Well, leave it out there, maybe.
If you want me to leave it out, I'll leave it out.
All right. Somebody will get it, I'm sure.
She's not that common a name to know, but she was one of the founders. My question for you is, did you go to see Ringo at the Oakland Arena?
I did not. Did you?
No, I know. I just wondered if you might have.
I missed that, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, I saw him when I was 16 in Berkeley.
Wow.
Okay.
Excellent.
Oh, there you go.
It was just a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for everything, and I'm going to hang up now.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're on our almost 27th year now. So we hope you will call and join the fun here. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Just to remind you, our panel tonight, Cameron Shaw, teacher and cinematographer. Lori Fisher teaches at Diablo Valley College when he's not retired. And I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM, that is KALW, your local public radio station. And Cameron, I believe it's your turn.
Okay. Who are the only two elected heads of state to give birth while in office? So,
currently or in history?
In history.
In history?
Well, as far as, let's say, yes, elected heads of state.
But you're not counting royalty.
I am not counting royalty, no.
But they could be dead now,
they
right?
They could be
dead,
yes.
Well, one is the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Ahern.
Yes, Ardern.
Ardern?
Yes, Jacinda Ardern in 2017, you're right. So that was one.
All right. Who's the other one? Is India one?
No.
I thought maybe Benazir Bhutto.
It is Benazir Bhutto, but she's Pakistan, I believe.
Oh,
right?
Pakistan.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay. But yes, good job.
All right.
Benazir Bhutto.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
All right. Do you want another?
Yes.
Okay. According to the National Spirit Advisor to the National Archives, and by that I mean alcohol spirits, what drink was used to toast the signing of the Declaration of Independence?
Hmm. Interesting.
Grog.
No, it's classier than that, I will say.
Oh, there's something classier than grog.
Yes.
Is it a liqueur, or is it a...
No, it's not a
liqueur.
Is it
a wine?
It is a kind of wine, yes.
Okay.
So I don't think she wants to say champagne, because that would be...
No, I doubt whether they had so much champagne in the...
In the 1770s? I don't know.
Well, maybe they did.
They might have.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of wine.
Right. Sweet?
I believe so.
Amontillado.
No.
Okay. Like
isn't sherry a kind of wine?
Mm-hmm.
Sherry?
Not sherry.
Not sherry.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That is sweet.
Okay, leave that out.
Okay.
Just repeat that if you would.
According to the National Spirit Advisor to the National Archives, what drink was used to toast the signing of the Declaration of Independence?
All right.
How about Madeira?
It is Madeira.
Oh, excellent. That's from our studio audience.
Good job.
Our studio audience. Excellent.
All right. And, all right, since that question was answered, Laura, you go ahead.
All right, so the Emmys are coming up, and this is an Emmy-related question without any dirty looks from the studio audience. So I'm looking. The answers to this question are all, the name of the show is just the character's name in the show.
Okay?
Might have a title in it, but it's just the character's name. And these are shows that won Best Comedy or Best Drama. And the entire name of the show is the name of characters in the show. There are five comedies and four dramas.
Wow. Frasier and Murphy Brown.
Yeah, very easy. Give yourself two on that one.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. Good on the comedies.
You said four dramas?
There are four dramas, and there are three more comedies. Cameron, you can get one more.
I need to think.
All right.
You want one of the dramas?
Just repeat the...
Looking for shows that won Best Comedy or Best Drama in which the name of the show is the name of the character or characters in the show. Might be more than one character, even.
All right.
It's possible.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. It's Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
Your question about the Emmys. How about Marcus Welby, M.D.?
Yes. Excellent. 1970. Good, good work.
Declaration of Independence. How about Hard Cider played part of it?
It was actually, Lori just got it. It was Madeira Wine, but that's an excellent guess.
Okay. Our audience got it.
Yes, I'm sorry. Oh. Studio audience got it.
All right, here we go. Oh, question about Olympics. Is field hockey one of them?
No.
No.
Okay. All right, here we go. I'm going to give you just two of them,
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. The Ballad of John and Yoko.
Excellent.
And Polythene Pam.
Ooh, oh, that's the best one on the list. Excellent work.
All right. I have a follow-up question to you on that.
Uh-oh.
What is her last name?
She's so good. Is it in the song?
Well, not necessarily.
Uh-oh. You have all kinds of arcane Beatle knowledge. Not necessarily. Is it mentioned in another song?
Yes.
Oh. Ooh. She's so good-looking. Which other song is it mentioned in? Can you tell me that?
No.
Okay.
Because it's in the title.
Oh.
Rigby.
No, but it kind of leads up to it.
That was funny.
Eleanor Rigby leads up to it?
No, Rigby does not lead up to it.
Huh.
But what tune comes... precedes Polythene Pam on the Abbey Road album?
Is it She Came In Through the Bathroom Window?
That comes after.
Okay.
Gosh.
Dana, jump in.
Nope.
It's a good hit. I'm trying to run side two through my brain.
Side two.
Yeah. Give us another hint. Too much silence. You can't.
No. All right.
Leave it.
I'll leave it to. Oh yes, to the caller. One of the members, another member of the Supremes, I believe was Florence Ballard.
Okay. Ah, I think that's right. Ballard. Nice.
There you go.
Good to hear
her
name.
No, Polythene Pam's last name is Mustard.
Oh.
Really? She's married to Mean Mr. Mustard?
No, that's his sister. And in the line, his sister Pam works in the shop.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
He never stops. She's a go-getter.
Pam Mustard. That's excellent.
And on that note, we are done.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. I'm going to give you a American Lit question here. And I'm going to give you five cities, some fictional, some not. And I want you to tell me what famous American novel was set there. Okay? So these are five cities, some fictional, some not. And tell me what famous American novel was set there. One answer each. Number one, Soledad, California, which is a real city. Number two, Gopher Prairie, Minnesota. Number three, Brewer, B-R-E-W-E-R, Pennsylvania. Number four, Greenwood, South Carolina. And number five, Midland City, Indiana. Excuse me. So again, what famous American novels were set in these cities? Some real, some not. In other words, the cities may be fictional or not. Number one, Soledad, California. Number two, Gopher Prairie, Minnesota. Number three, Brewer, Pennsylvania. Number four, Greenwood, South Carolina. Number five, Midland City, Indiana. These are all 20th century American novels.
Cameron, Yeah.
This is not my strong suit. Me neither. I'm gonna say, was Soledad a Kerouac novel? Is it On the Road?
It is not.
Not okay. That's my best guess.
I don't know any for sure. So go for Prairie. I'm gonna try Main Street.
Main Street is correct.
Correct.
Yes. He based it, Sinclair Lewis based it on his hometown, Sauk yeah. Center, Minnesota.
I knew it was a Sinclair Lewis one, but I didn't know which one.
So again, these are settings for famous American novels. Tell me what novel takes place there. Soledad, California, Brewer, Pennsylvania, Greenwood, South Carolina, and Midland City, Indiana.
Is Soledad a Steinbeck work?
It is a Steinbeck work.
That was my other guess. Although, was a Steinbeck. No, go ahead.
I don't know. It's not Cannery Row.
Is it Of Mice and Men?
It is Of Mice and Men. Nice. Yes. Very good. Okay.
A bell for each of us.
Yeah, teamwork.
Yeah.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, John, San Francisco, I've been waiting a long time for the Beatles question. Did someone say Julia yet?
No one said Julia. Nice.
Very good.
Very good.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Jennifer in the Mission.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. So we have a bunch of answers here.
Okay.
We're wondering about Lincoln. Is that the city that's very common that is a president's name?
It is not.
Oh,
it's not. Okay. And let's see. An Olympic sport, we have a couple guesses. Have we never won in archery?
We have.
Oh. Team handball?
No, we have never won in handball. Nice. That is one of them. Very good.
Woo! Nice.
Nice work.
And then Mork and Mindy as a Tony. Is Mork and Mindy count as a winning a Tony?
It would be an Emmy, and they never won Best Comedy.
Oh, shucks.
It's a great guess.
Emmy, yes.
Yeah.
And I think our last answer is Eleanor Rigby for another.
That is a Beatles song no one's mentioned yet. Very good.
Nice. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. My name is Kieran. I'm from the Richmond.
Hi, Kieran.
I think everybody got most of my Beatles songs, but has anybody got Hey Jude yet?
Well, Hey Jude was written about a male, so although it could be interpreted that way.
Oh, you have to turn your radio down here, Kieran.
Okay.
Sorry.
Will do. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Also, I know that you've mentioned the Ballad of John and Yoko. Would John Lennon's own song, O Yoko, have counted?
No, because it's not a Beatles song per se, written and performed by the Beatles. It's close, but it didn't make my list. I'll give a bell, though. Yeah, for O Yoko. Yeah.
Okay, and then I see that somebody got Of Mice and Men being located in Soledad.
Right. Yes, Cameron.
That's it for me. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And Karen, it is your turn.
Okay. What was the first science fiction trilogy in which all three books won the Hugo Award for Best Novel in consecutive years?
Whoa.
And this is a fairly recent, actually very recent.
Read that once more.
Sure. What was the first sci-fi trilogy in which all three books won the Hugo Award for Best Novel in consecutive years? I believe it's also the first in which all three books won the Hugo Award for Best Novel, but they happen to be in consecutive years.
Wow. What's that one, Isaac Asimov? Is that Foundation? Is that one?
It is not an Asimov.
That would have been... This is pretty recent,
this
you
is
said.
Very
yeah.
recent,
oh,
yes.
Very recent.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
So the Foundation series is the 50s, right? Or the... Yeah,
probably,
I think so.
Yeah.
What's that? The Dark Trilogy? No, I don't know.
Is Dark Materials?
Dark Materials.
That's a great, great trilogy, but no, that's not that.
Okay. I wouldn't know.
Not the winner. That was a good guess.
So this is recent years, huh?
Yes.
Like within the last 10 years, maybe?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Have they been made into movies?
No.
Impossible? No, like no, they would
no,
never...
No, I think there hasn't been time, and also it would be very difficult.
Oh.
So... Not impossible.
All right.
Our audience is on this.
I think so,
all
too.
All right. Just read the question once more.
Sure. What was the first sci-fi trilogy in which all three books won the Hugo Award for Best Novel in consecutive years?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Hayes from San Francisco.
Hi, Hayes.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
I've got an answer to one of the questions about the people dying, what they said. The I'm a writer, but nobody's perfect. I believe that was Billy Wilder.
It was Billy Wilder. Yes. Excellent.
Okay, cool. And I got a question for you.
Yes.
When Bob Hope's wife asked him where he wanted to be buried, do you know what he said?
Something humorous and quippy,
oh,
right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Do you want the answer?
Yes.
Yes.
Surprise me.
Not bad.
That's good.
That's good.
It's great listening to you guys. Good luck.
Thank you, Hayes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
The president's name for yes. street, Lincoln make it?
No, not street. It's of the... So I'll just read the question once more. Of the 10 most common city names in the U.S., what are the two, who are the two presidents who's have cities there? Yeah.
Well, I still would go with Lincoln.
Nope, not Lincoln.
Okay. There goes the neighborhood. Rodney Dangerfield.
You got it.
Oh, very good.
The TV thing, did Laverne and Shirley make it?
It never won. Nominated, but didn't win.
Okay. Well, I got a bill. I'm willing to go. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Is one of the cities Jefferson?
No.
Yeah.
Can I use my other TV guess?
You can.
Was it I Love Lucy?
No. Well, that wouldn't qualify.
Was that pre-Emmy Awards?
No.
No.
Okay. The title is just the name of the character.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
So not the Waltons and no Ugly
Simpsons.
Betty.
Okay.
Nothing like that. Closest would be Marcus Welby, M.D., so you can have a title in there. But I Love Lucy wouldn't qualify.
How about Perry Mason?
That's excellent, but never won. Okay. No, you don't get credit. Win.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. Okay.
How about Lou Grant?
Lou Grant did win. Very nice. Won a bunch of times.
And how about Mary Tyler Moore?
It's the Mary Tyler Moore Show,
that's right.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about Walker, Texas Ranger?
That never won.
Really count.
it's in the category. I would give the Texas Ranger like Marcus Welby, MD, but not in the category.
All right.
Very good.
So there can't be any show in the title.
There cannot be. So the Phil Silver Show won, but that can't be in there.
All right.
Okay.
Picky.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It opens a big door if I let those in.
Yeah.
And we're about halfway through, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. And Cameron, you go ahead.
Okay. I am looking for the person whose epitaph is Letter Rip. And I am also looking for what was the first sci-fi trilogy in which all three books won the Hugo Award for Best Novel in consecutive years.
And
thanks to Sparky and Maddie restraining themselves, there are still four songs, Beatles songs, that have women's name in the title. Pam Mustard being the best piece of information I got tonight. I'm also looking for Emmy Award-winning either comedies or dramas, best comedy or drama of the year, in which the entire name of the show is one or more of the characters in the show. So we've got Seinfeld, Murphy Brown Frazier, Lou Grant, and Marcus Welby. We're looking for three more comedies and two more dramas.
All right. And what are the five current Summer Olympic sports in which the United States has never won any kind of medal? So far we have handball. It's the only one that our audience got. What are the other four on that list? And I gave you some cities that were settings for famous American novels. The ones we have left are Brewer, Pennsylvania, Greenwood, South Carolina, and Midland City, Indiana. These are all 20th century famous American novels. Soledad, California was of Mice and Men, and Gopher Prairie was Main Street. And as I think I said before, of the 10 most common city names in the United States, who are the two presidents who have namesakes on that list? Madison, there are 23 Madisons in the U.S. Who is the other president?
And would all of these have been named for the president, or could
no,
be a president
I don't
who
think
came
any
later?
Of them were named for the president.
Oh,
they just
really?
Happen to be the same name.
Okay.
Clinton?
Clinton is correct.
That's good.
That is the other one.
Nice.
Very good. There are 27 Clintons in the U.S.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
And none of them named after Bill or Hillary, right?
No.
That one,
no. And Is it your turn, Lori? Might be.
I think it is.
All right, go ahead.
All right. I think we'll move on to a literature question here. It's
All right.
Shakespeare question. I have a list of five. I want the five characters, women characters in Shakespeare who have the most lines. So the five characters and women characters in Shakespeare who have the most lines.
Rosalind?
Yeah, number one, right. As You Like It, 720 lines. Nice.
Right. How about Viola?
Viola's not on the list.
Really?
No.
Lady Macbeth?
Not on the list. Then I'm going to keep you off the rest.
Oh, right.
Another one.
Okay.
Juliet?
Yeah, Juliet's fourth.
All right.
So we're looking for three more Shakespearean women who have the most lines. Rosalind's first, Juliet's fourth, and there's three more.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Southern California, not in Berkeley. Hi.
Hi.
How about Cleopatra for the Shakespeare?
She's not in the top five. Oh, no, I'm wrong. She's second. Thank you. Yeah, I misread my list. Very good. 670
good.
Lines. Whew.
That was a quick turnaround.
Yeah, well, when you're wrong, you're wrong.
The sci-fi novels, it's not Hunger Games, I hope.
It is not. You hope correctly.
I read the first one. It was horrible. sorry. Okay, some of the Emmys. How about Barney Miller?
Barney Miller's one of them.
Oh, very good.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's
a good show.
Excellent show.
Excellent.
Bob Newhart? Show?
Never won. And oh, it's not that it didn't win, it's the Bob Newhart show, so that wouldn't qualify. It's got the word show in the title.
How about Newhart?
I don't think I don't know if that was a show, but it didn't win
it was
best.
It was
okay.
A show.
It
okay.
was a show. Yeah, that
it
was
didn't,
the Vermont one.
Yeah, it didn't win best comedy or drama.
Okay. Honey West.
Should have won.
I know.
Was aced out 10 years in a row.
Anne Francis.
Yeah. The great Anne Francis.
I'll mention it as often as I can.
Good.
Okay.
you should.
So the Olympics.
Yes.
Events.
Yes.
Honey West. No.
No.
Archery.
Not archery.
Okay. Shoot. Handball.
Well, handball was gotten. You're correct about that, but that was the one that somebody got. But go ahead.
Okay.
That's good.
Some of the Beatles songs. Dear Prudence.
Yes. Nicely done. Named after Mia Farrow's sister.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Martha, My Dear.
Oh, beautifully done.
Right.
I think named
it's
after
named
one
after,
of their dogs,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, Paul McCartney's dog.
You could have one more.
Probably, I think Penny Lane was not named after a woman, right?
As far as I know, it was not.
No, I know it was the character's name in Almost Famous.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
And it was also actually the name of, just on a tangential note, was the name of that area in Guantanamo Bay.
Huh.
Penny Lane?
Penny Lane. They named it. They named an area Strawberry Fields Forever, and then a subsection was Penny Lane. And it was Strawberry Fields Forever because people sent there were never going to get out.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
Yeah, sorry.
Depressing.
I'm not in support of that, obviously. Or maybe not, obviously. Was Greenwood, South Carolina, is that probably not, but I'm going to guess Prince of Tides.
It is not Prince of Tides.
No. Was Midland City, Indiana, is that a Sinclair Lewis novel?
It is not.
Or an Upton Sinclair novel?
It is not.
One of the Sinclairs.
Novel, yeah. No, okay. Let Her Rip. I would guess D.B. Cooper, but I don't think they are.
Oh, that's such a great guess. I wish you were right. It's unfortunately, you're not. But
no.
Good guess.
Shoot.
We don't know if he's dead, right?
True.
Right, exactly.
He doesn't have it.
He might have said it.
okay, and then I'll ask, let's see. What was Disney's first live-action movie, which I'm sure Dana will get?
Full length?
Full length, yeah. Live action feature.
Not Snow White, huh?
No. Is it 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
It is not.
It's before that. It's not the one, the Song of the South.
Is it?
No, I think that was considered not fully live action, I suppose.
Oh. Fully live action.
So I suppose that's earlier. That is definitely earlier.
So I was going to guess Mary Poppins, but I guess that's not fully live action either.
Is it in the 50s?
No, and that's Mary Poppins is later.
Later, yeah.
Yeah.
So totally live action. So there's no animation whatsoever in it.
Not as far as I can remember. I probably saw it when I was 8 or 9.
How about, is there a Tom Sawyer movie from back then?
Not that I'm aware of.
Did Disney, The Living Desert?
No.
Did Disney
an adaptation of a literary classic.
Old Yeller.
No, it's before that. It's
From Witch
it's
Mountain.
Not Old Yeller?
No, it's
not Old Yeller.
Is it
Escape from Witch Mountain?
Kidnapped or
ooh, you're getting close.
Yeah, it's Robert Louis Stevenson. It's Treasure Island.
Treasure Island.
Oh,
Treasure
there
Island.
You go.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, and then a follow up question. So Long John Silver, the long is in reference to it's in reference to a certain foodstuff. Can you
I feel so let down. let's see. A certain foodstuff.
What, the Long John is related to fish sticks.
Just the long part of it, yeah.
Fish sticks?
Was it like a sausage or something like that?
Oh, Dana.
No.
Don't go there.
No. How about rum? Or, no.
So it's a long piece of some sort of food?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of.
I don't know of any better way of putting it. I should have thought this out.
About hardtack.
Right.
No.
No, okay.
And it's something they would have eaten, like pirates and would have eaten around that time?
Not most of them, no.
Oh. Pasta. things that are long.
What is it? Tell us.
It's a reference to long pig, which is a euphemism for human. So it's a euphemism for cannibalism.
Oh.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So the reference is to a pirate who was engaged in cannibalism at some point.
Yeah. I bet Disney didn't put that in the movie.
I bet Long John Silver didn't think of it either.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you very much. All right. Bye bye. All right. Let me give you a question here. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, what is the most common seven-letter word in English? And it doesn't actually appear in terms of how often a word is used until 94 on the list. So not until you get to the 94th most common word used in English do you get to a seven-letter word. What is that?
And it's a plural or not a plural? I mean, that would be
it is not a plural.
Okay.
Is it a verb?
I suppose we could break down to various parts of the English, but I don't think I'm going to do that. Because
okay.
If I tell you what it more is, than one it'll part probably of give it away.
It's okay. Not Cameron. Cameron has not seven Cameron. Letters.
So according to Oxford English Dictionary,
that's
is the most common seven-letter word in use in English?
Yeah.
Huh.
Obviously, it's not a terribly uncommon word.
Yeah. And it's a word that's been around for a long time,
yes,
I assume.
Yes.
Like many common words.
Yes. I'm sure we've used it tonight.
Have we used it on the show tonight?
Probably. Right. I haven't kept track of every word we've used.
Yeah.
But I'd be surprised.
But we 94th.
Right. So again, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, what is the most common seven-letter word used in English? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there?
Hey, this is Fred in West Virginia.
Hi, Fred.
Okay, I think Beatles songs with ladies' names in it.
Yes.
Did they say Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
They did. Somebody did, but give them a bell for that.
Oh, okay. I'll take a bell.
Okay.
And the most common city would be Johnson City?
No, they both of them were gone. One is Madison and the other is Clinton.
Okay, and here's a question. What was the most successful World's Fair of the 20th century by number of nations involved and one-day attendance record?
So was it in Chicago?
No.
Was it the New York World's Fair in 1964?
No.
Was it the one, the 1939 World's Fair, the one, the Treasure Island?
No. Not in the U.S.
Oh,
no. Oh, not. Oh. How about the one in Montreal?
Exactly. What was that called? What was the official name of that?
I believe it was
Montreal
the
Expo.
Yeah, it's Montreal Expo, and subtitled the Fred Pollock Exposition.
1967 International and Universal Exposition. And how many nations were represented there?
Ooh,
no idea.
Within 10%. I'm kidding.
100.
62. So, no bell. What was the single day attendance? Lori Fisher was one of them at the single day attendance record for World's Fair of the 20th century.
Wow.
Approximately how many?
Is that when you were arrested?
Arrested.
I'm not commenting on that.
How many?
On the air.
How many?
Fred was responsible. I'm going to say.
How many attendees the single day?
110,000.
You're so far off.
Okay.
569,500.
Wow.
The world's record.
On one day?
Attendance. In one single day.
That's amazing.
I
that's
know impressive. You bumped into a bunch
there
of
there were
people.
No second helpings.
Yeah.
Where was that fair supposed to be? It was all planned out, but it was canceled at the last minute and decided to go to Canada.
Oh, so was it going to be in the United States originally?
No. One more guess.
Was it a political kind of uprising someplace?
Yes.
So
yes.
In 67.
What continent would it have been on?
Asia.
Oh. Tokyo.
Vietnam.
No.
Okay, it was supposed to be in Moscow for the 50th anniversary of the Russian Revolution.
Uh-huh.
And the capitalist supporters said that wasn't quite a good thing. One more question. What did the president of France say when he came to the Montreal to Expo 67 that was very controversial?
Ooh la la.
That would have been Charles de Gaulle.
Oh. That was
controversial.
Very controversial.
Keep your eye on Fisher.
Montreal. To say in Montreal.
Oh, this is. Was it something about being in French being held in French territory, or something of that ilk?
Yes, and in French, what was it, Lori?
I don't remember.
This is my French. Vive le Québec libre.
Nice.
Ah, nice.
My best French. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very nice show. Very nice. Show.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there, this is Howard Greenlight. How are you doing?
Good,
evening?
Thank you. Thank you.
Good. I have a couple of questions I'm taking a stab at. For Emmy shows, Alice isn't on that list, is it?
She's not, and I don't think she won.
Okay. I didn't think so, but I'm really having struggling.
It's a good guess.
Thinking of the category, so yeah. What about the old songs? Lady Madonna is...
That's one of the remaining two. Nice.
Okay.
Good. One more to go.
In my head, I wasn't sure that it was the old or not, so I thought I'd take a stab. What about Letter Rip? Is that Leslie Nielsen?
Yes, it is.
Really?
Good job.
Sounded familiar when I heard it, so I thought I'd check.
It's fitting.
Last one. Last one, I'm going to see if I can get four in a row. Olympic sports.
Right.
Is badminton on your list?
Badminton is, yes, it is on the list. Very good. Good.
That's all I got.
Well, thank you very much.
I sweep my aunt. Perfect. Thanks. Have a good night.
Bye bye. Yes, of the five current Olympic summer sports in which the U.S. has never won a medal, so far we have badminton and handball. And if we have a couple of lines up, would you like to give us a quick call? Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And who has a quick question, short question? Anybody?
Sure.
All right, go ahead.
What country holds the most Eurovision titles?
Oh.
How do you win one?
You know what Eurovision is. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I guess they get voted on by all of Europe,
right,
the songs.
Okay, right.
I honestly am not well-versed in Eurovision.
How about Ireland?
Yeah, it was Ireland.
Wow. Oh,
good. Quick question, quick answer. Good
I go
job.
To Europe often enough where you hear about stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
I have a quick one. There's a phrase going around, kind of a thing people are saying. Say, wait until 8th. What does it mean?
Spell that last word.
The numeral 8 with TH next to it.
Wait until 8th.
Wait until 8th. So this is what the kids are saying now?
No. The kids are not saying this.
Was it like the eighth inning, eighth period, eighth dimension?
No. All good eighths, eighth dimension especially. None of those eighths.
Okay.
But it's an eighth something.
Eighth. Wait until eighth?
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing else in that?
That's the entire thing.
It's not kind wait of a until bu- the eighth, it's just correct. Wait until eighth.
And it's kind of a bumper sticker slogan that people are recommending that people do. That they wait until
is
eighth.
Is it political?
Tangentially. I think it has political implications, but I wouldn't see it as that.
Okay. No. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Hi. Somebody got my Mary Tyler Moore. But what about Lou Grant?
Lou Grant, somebody got, but it's worth a bell yeah. to hear his name again.
And what about Rhoda?
Rhoda never won.
Rhoda never won.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Mm. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, sorry. Ooh. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me again?
It is you.
Hey, it's Hayes again. that wait until eighth is about kids not getting phones till the eighth grade. Oh.
That is correct. Yes. So they won't start texting.
Oh,
yeah.
Very
yeah.
good.
I know somebody that's got the bumper sticker, and I asked them what it meant. So.
Yeah, it's parent. It's for parents who are yeah. uniting together to try to encourage each other not to let their kids have phone until yeah. eighth grade.
Okay,
good.
Right, and then the other thing, the answer about the Olympic thing, I was thinking that it's got to be something that America's not very good at, obviously. Badminton, I thought about, but what about table tennis? Because the Chinese seem to
that is that. One, too, table tennis.
Is that one
yes,
as well? Okay.
It is.
All right, great. I'm on a roll. Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
So all three sports are kind of handball, racket-ish they so far.
The other two are not.
Okay. How about trampoline?
Trampoline.
Really?
Yes, really.
Yay.
Yeah.
Is trampoline considered gymnastics?
I don't know, but it's delightful to watch.
There's one left.
Ballroom dancing.
Not ballroom
okay.
dancing. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, I'm there, caller. I'm their answerer. Julia is the Beatles song.
It is. Very good. Somebody got it, but it's good to hear it again.
Good.
So there's one more
anything
Beatles
else?
Song?
Okay.
Nope.
Oh, thank you very much.
One more Beatles title.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Anybody there? Hello? No? All right, next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. No? Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Brad in Hayes Valley.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, Desdemona for one of those Shakespeare ladies?
She's not in the top five.
Okay. The Hugo winner is N.K. Jameson, but I can't remember the names of her
you
trilogy novels, but I read them.
Yes, as the Broken Earth trilogy, The Fifth Season, The Obelisk Gate,
if
and The
like
Stone Sky.
If you'd like to make Sky. A call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, right, hang up and
that's
then
right.
dial your operator.
Happens to all of us.
If yes. you'd like to make a call.
It's one of our regular callers.
You got it. Excellent job.
You got it right. Don't worry.
Hey, and the seven-letter word is special.
It is not special.
Oh,
yeah, good
I know.
Guess.
Thank you, though.
It does have seven letters.
It does.
Yeah.
And next
we
call.
Need a hint on that one.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to give you a hint because if I tell you the kind of word it is, you'll get it. But no. Well, let me think of something for you. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. So the element named after asteroid is cerium, which after the asteroid Ceres, which is very big, it's 500 miles.
Yeah.
The element named after the sun is helium, and the one named after the moon is selenium, from selene. Okay, we have completed it now.
Thanks,
thank
Ian.
You very much. Great show, as right. always.
The seven-letter word is...
I never get tired of hearing those questions.
Awesome.
awesome, no.
No, okay.
Good guess. Not bad.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Jonathan in San Francisco.
Hi.
Simpsons? The Simpsons?
It's The Simpsons, and the would disqualify it.
Okay. How about soccer for the Olympic sport?
Not soccer.
Okay. Great Santini for the Carolina novel?
That's a great guess, but no.
Okay. And Lady Macbeth, Shakespeare?
No, she's not in the top five. It's too short
of
a play.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's all right. Don't feel bad. Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. This is Arvin from San Francisco.
Hi, Arvin.
I have an answer for the great cities, the cities in great novels.
Yes.
For Midland cities, Kurt Vonnegut's Breakfast of Champions.
Excellent.
Oh,
good
nice.
Job.
Nice.
Good job.
And also I have an answer that my wife has for the TV show names, Columbo.
Yes. Columbo, you know, never won.
That's a great
I was
guess,
shocked.
Though.
It's a
I
great
like
guess, yeah. Yeah, your wife has a great mind, but that's not correct.
I'll let her know.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Oh, she... Okay.
What's that?
What'd Barbie say? Jones? She is another guest.
Oh, Barnaby Jones.
That's not quite as good a guess, and it also didn't win.
No, I don't think Barnaby Jones has been brought up in quite a while, so that's good.
It's good to hear his name.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi, it's Cindy in San Rafael.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, for the seven-letter word that's most common, is it possibly morning?
It is not. That's a good guess.
Oh, good morning. Okay.
Thank
Thanks.
You. Bye. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Cynthia from Oakland.
All right.
Olympic sport, summer Olympic sport, is it shot put?
It is not.
Okay. Any Beatles songs left?
One.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
Somebody got that one, so it's not that one.
Okay, and shows of awards, how about Laverne and Shirley?
You know what? It never won, according to my research, yeah.
Okay, no bells.
No bells, sorry.
Oh, well.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Bill from San Francisco.
Hi.
Hi, seven-letter word, goodbye.
Not goodbye.
Oh, no.
great
about,
guess.
Lots of lines in Shakespeare. Kate from Taming of the Shrew.
She's not in the top five.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, it's a really good guess.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm so far, I'm not.
Man, I'm striking out. And the last one would be a drama show. I can't believe this one, but I think it might have. Matlock?
Matlock never won. Yeah.
Can Sorry, you believe it?
Yeah. Along with Barnaby Jones.
And Cannon.
All the seniors.
And Perry
stuff.
Mason.
I don't know.
It's an outrage.
Right, have a good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
How about MacGyver?
MacGyver never won either.
All right. Time to clean up here.
Okay.
What do we got? Cameron?
I have nothing left out there. I thought my best novel would be left out.
Okay.
Someone just got
Lori.
It.
So in the women's Shakespeare characters, the two we're missing are Portia from The Merchant of Venice, who's fifth, and Imogen in Cymbeline, who has almost 600 lines.
Wow.
That was she is third on the list.
Yeah.
The only Beatles song we don't have is a pretty obscure one, Maggie May.
Oh.
Okay. And then the TV shows that we missed are all pretty maybe missable. One is Ally McBeal, one. Mm-hmm. Will and Grace, one. Another one with two names, Cagney and Lacey. I thought somebody would get that. And the last one, somebody should have gotten, Maverick.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What I got.
All right. Five current Olympic sports, summer Olympic sports, in which the U.S. has never won a medal. The only one nobody got was rhythmic gymnastics. That would be what I would go for.
I was thinking about that, but yeah.
According to the Oxford English Dictionary, the most common seven-letter word in English is because.
Huh. All right.
Just because. And settings for famous American novels. Nobody got Brewer, Pennsylvania, and that's Rabbit Run. And yeah. Greenwood, South Carolina, that's Invisible Man.
Oh.
So, if we didn't get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. My thanks to Cameron Shaw, teacher cinematographer, and, of course, Lori Fisher from Diablo Valley College. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Thanks for the help of David LaTulip and Steve Wilcott tonight. And, above all, thanks to you out there for taking the time to tune in and call. And have a great week, everybody. And if you didn't get through this week, please try us next week. We'll be here. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't sis, you can't miss.